Well, the story I want to share with you actually takes us back to the hippie trail in the middle of the 1960s. There may even be a few people in this room who can remember that time. There was a road called the Silk Road that ran through Iran, Iraq, and eventually through Afghanistan and onto Pakistan. And it was also known as the hippie trail. People used to go in their camper vans and a lot of backpackers. But on this particular occasion, there was a man called Yusuf, and he was with his donkey, and he was travelling from Iran into Iraq, and he was coming to the border, and it was a very bleak area. Of course, it wasn't a war zone in those days as it is today, but there was all this barbed wire fencing, sort of circular barbed wire at the top, so no one could climb over it. And as he approached the border, which was, I suppose what you might call it, semi-bandit country, there were two guards with a rifle slung over their right shoulder and two wooden huts, and the guards were dressed in sort of khaki uniforms. And they put their hand up like that, and they looked at Yusuf rather suspiciously with his donkey, because there was a massive trade in opium. A lot of opium was grown in the area. He just looked a dodgy character. They asked him to take all these bales of straw off the donkey, which was roped over the body of the donkey. So he unties the rope. He puts all the bales of straw on the ground, and the guard starts to prod with his rifle into the bales of hay, because he's convinced this guy Yusuf is smuggling. He scratches his head, can't find anything, so he grumpy sort of way tells him to get all the straw back onto the donkey, and inspects his documents, and sort of waves him on his way. And Yusuf returned just a few days later, but without a donkey, and walked back over the border, and the guard inspected his documents and waved him through. But five times a year, he used to make this journey with a donkey. Bales of hay, and each time Yusuf was asked by the guard to unload his bales of hay, and he chucked them onto the ground, and the guard sort of prodded them with his rifle, and he never find anything. But there were rumours that this guy Yusuf, he might even be not a drug smuggler, but sort of an arms smuggler. So they investigated it more thoroughly, but nothing could be found, and they waved him through. And this went on all while, 10 years. Until the guard, he retired, and one day he was sitting in the market square, this little market town in Iran, and he was drinking his very sweet tea, a bit like Turkish tea. The temperatures were about 35 degrees centigrade. He was enjoying his retirement, and he saw just on the other side of the fountain in the market square this character Yusuf just strolling past. And he waved to him like that and beckoned him over. He said, you know, would you like a drink of my tea? And he said, yeah, okay then, yeah. And they got friendly, and they sat back and they drank their tea, and he leaned over to him and he said, go on, tell me what you really was smuggling. I know you're up to no good. And usually just had a big smile on his face. He said, I'll tell you what, I'll let you smoke my pipe. You know, one of those pipes with a big tube and that. Didn't let on what was in it. He said, yeah, you can have a smoke of my pipe. And just let me know what you were smuggling. Again, Yusuf had a big smile on his face. Then he just said the word, donkeys. Thank you.